To not value holiness is to not value presence. Healing is an expression of His holiness. Sickness is to my body what sin is to my soul. We pray for the sick because we want Jesus to get what He paid for. So get ready. So I'm going to take just a few minutes to talk to you about a new day of miracles. A new day of miracles. And we're going to read a portion of scripture out of Malachi chapter 4. And then you might want to put a finger in Psalms 19, and because we might do that one too, all right? And then if I'm in a real good mood, we might do Psalms 8 too. Actually, no, I'm teasing. I actually was going to teach out of Psalms 8 today, but I had a little change in heart. So, all right, guys, ready? Malachi chapter 4. Verse 2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. And you will go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. And I'm so tempted to make a comment, but I won't. And you shall grow fat, there's a promise. You shall grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked. They shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Let's go ahead and read to the end of the chapter. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. I love this kind of a chapter. We're going to get into verse 2 here in a moment. But I love this kind of I love this kind of scripture that uses all these different, this imagery of the Lord. He will arise with healing in his wings, calling him the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N, not S-O-N, the Son of Righteousness, because it's like the sunrise. And there's this passage in Psalms 19, which says the sun comes out of its tabernacle like a bridegroom coming out of a chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run his race. Strange picture, that the sun rises in the morning like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. Malachi says that he is the Son of Righteousness, and he rises with healing in his wings. And you will go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves, trampling wickedness under your feet. There's a great picture here of a last day's promise, or a promise to a last day's generation. The Son of Righteousness, I want you to see the connection between the bridegroom coming out of a stall, the sun rising, righteousness and healing. Healing is connected to the holiness and purity of God. In the measure we value holiness and purity, in that measure we will see continuous displays of healing. Healing is important to us because in healing, the name of the Lord is vindicated. It is actually for him. When Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the church before his conversion, Jesus appeared to him and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" He takes things personal. In Matthew 25, he says, "When you give a cup of cold water to one of these in my name, you've done it unto me." The servants of the Lord stood before him on that day and said, "When did we give you water? When did we clothe you? When did we come to visit you?" And he said, "When you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me." This is a very kind of a bizarre weaving of the romance of God for people, the demonstration of his purity. The scripture says it's in the beauty of holiness. Holiness is the essence of all beauty. All that you love in beauty, in its purest form, is an expression of the holiness of God. The holiness of God has things that you do and things that you don't do, but only to preserve love. God always opposes anything that is contrary to love. He opposes everything that would destroy your place in being loved. When holiness is such a glorious subject from God's perspective. It's the essence of his person. To not value holiness is to not value presence. Because the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. By nature, his very essence is absolute purity, undefiled in every possible way. There's zero compromise. There's zero failure. There's zero deception. There's zero anything that would contaminate this perfect expression of God's heart and his nature towards humanity. Healing is an expression of his holiness. Sickness is to my body what sin is to my soul. Jesus asked the question when they lowered this man through the roof. His friends lowered him. It was actually the faith of his friends. It wasn't the sick man's faith. It says of Jesus, when he saw their faith, referring to the men that lowered him into the room, when he saw their faith, he said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." And it stirred up such controversy in the room because the people were getting accustomed to him healing people, but this whole issue of him forgiving sin crossed the line for many of them. And so Jesus asked the question, which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven," or "Rise up, pick up your bed and walk"? And once again, he put these two subjects like two sides of the same coin, the forgiveness of sin, the healing of disease. They are a part of the same, they are this, two different parts of the expression of God's redemptive work. When the concept of salvation was brought from the back burner to the front burner in the Reformation, I don't want to say it disappeared through the church age, but it had been kind of swept to the back. And when it was brought to the front burner again, for some reason, they didn't include healing in salvation. It was viewed as something that God could do if he wanted to, but it wasn't considered a part of the package. And yet the word salvation actually means deliverance, healing, forgiveness. It actually refers to those three realms. These are three realms of the kingdom: forgiveness, deliverance, and healing. For that reason, the Apostle Paul said the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but it's righteousness, because that deals with the sin issue, peace, because that deals with the torment issue, and joy, because that is the expression of healing. That's why laughter is good medicine. So healing is an expression of the righteousness of God. So here we have the kingdom of God. It's not meat or drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When someone is healed, let me rephrase it. Something that we've declared a number of times here through the years is that we pray for the sick because we want Jesus to get what he paid for. If I bought you a car, let's have Bill Gates buying it, because then it would be a nicer car. So let's say somebody buys you a car and they go down to the dealership down here and they buy the car of your dreams. Maybe there's not a dealership in Reading with a car of your dreams, so let's get you down to the Bay Area. And they go in there and they write up the contract. They write a check for the entire amount of this very fine car that you have, and they pay for the first your income tax because you've received such a large gift. The person pays for your insurance for the first 5 years. Everything's covered. Everything's covered. And it's yours. But it's at the dealership. It'd be kind of dumb to go down there and to pay for a car that's already paid for. And yet a lot of people are trying to pay for what Jesus has already paid for. It's already been purchased. Illustration that I've given a number of times to you that is fun for me because it illustrates this thing so beautifully. When Chris and Kathy moved down here to be a part of the team, he owned a number of businesses and closed them down and moved here to help us. And he still had some debt because of closing these businesses down. But he didn't announce it. He didn't tell anyone, but we're close friends, so I knew what he brought with him. And I remember I was standing back there just greeting people or saying goodbye to folks after they left, when they left after a Sunday morning service. And a lady came up to me and said, is Chris here? And she had a check folded in half. She said, is Chris here? I said, no, he's preaching. He was preaching somewhere else that morning, but he'll be here tonight. And she said, would you give this to him? I said, sure. So I took it and I waited till she walked around the corner. It wasn't in a sealed envelope. It was like she wanted me to see it. That's just the way I felt. She wanted me to see it. So after she walked around the corner, I flipped it open. And it said $30,000. And then I looked to make sure it was his name. And it was. So I thought, well, that's cool. So I put it in my Bible, knowing I'd see him in our pre-service prayer meeting. So I was in there, we're in there praying and stuff, and Chris walks in. So I walk over to him. I said, hey, Chris, someone gave this to me this morning for you. He looked at me, he said, does that say $3,000? I said, no, it's $30,000. It's for you. And he just ruined the entire prayer meeting. Just, you know, people are praying, and he's, look what somebody gave me. And he's showing them this $30,000 check, which is a great answer to prayer for them. And you know, the crazy thing was, he never thanked me for all that money. Never said thank you at all. Because I didn't write the check. I just delivered the check. And when you pray for the sick, you're just delivering a check somebody else wrote. It's already bought and paid for. See, divine health is your inheritance. Now, we don't know a lot about it yet, but it doesn't mean it's not true. Thank you.
Right now, Pastor Bill Johnson's five-message CD series entitled Supernatural Breakthrough is yours in thanks for any gift of support for TBN. And for a gift of $85 or more, you may also request Keys for Walking in the Supernatural, six messages on DVD, plus Bill Johnson's best-selling book, When Heaven Invades Earth. Call or go online now to share a gift and request all three of these powerful resources from Pastor Bill Johnson.
When I grow up, I want to be just like you, Mama.
So let's read about how good God is. God is so good to us. Everything that we need, He gives to us.
Even that one or that one.
I'm reading about the little cat and the little bird. And sometimes the shadows seem dark, but is God still good?
Yeah.
Good. When is God good?
Every day.
Here's what I want you to see. Jesus becoming more manifest among his people. Like a sunrise. And there's healing in his wing. Interesting, the word wings there can be translated edge of a garment. Habakkuk talks about the healing rays that come out of the hands. I'm not trying to make it spooky. I'm just saying when he shows up, you know, you got to expect stuff to happen. And so here the Son of Righteousness rises among his people. What does the sun rise? It's the beginning of a new day. We're about to see not power for entertainment's sake, power to illustrate the holiness of God. Power that illustrates, demonstrates, manifests the holiness of God against all that contaminates his people. But that's not the end of the story. That's the beginning of the story. The beginning of the story is for the people of God to taste what he bought for us. Why? So that we can take it to the people who need it, those who are outside the church. I was this last week in Portugal, had such a wonderful time, and we went out to just hang out for a few minutes following a meeting, and Ben Fitzgerald and Jean-Luc found this man walking into the back of this restaurant area, and they went over and started up conversation with him, and moments later, I see them kneeling down around his knee. They're grabbing his knee and praying for him. And they had some word of knowledge or something for this guy, you know, just this innocent guy walking through. To them, he had neon lights, you know. Yeah. Me, pick me. And so they kneeled down. It was fun. It was fun to watch. I just sat there and watched them. And they laid hands on him. They held his knee. And Ben said, man, did you feel that? The guy said, yes, I did. And his knee was cracking and popping and moving around, and the Lord completely healed the guy. And it was fun to watch, See, divine health is your inheritance. Now, we don't know a lot about it yet, but it doesn't mean it's not true. You got to ask questions, got to look in the book. There's insights there that will unfold to us in years to come. But don't deny it because you don't understand it. The children of Israel had divine health in the wilderness. Who were they? They were not born again. They're in rebellion against God. And they experienced divine health. It would be tragic to come to the end of time and have the only generation that experienced divine health to be a people that were not born again in rebellion against God. So it needs to matter. This is the knowledge to the burning conviction, where we contend for the purity, the holiness, the righteousness of God to actually be on display in every part of our life. And so they shook hands with this gentleman and just sharing the Lord with him. And the guy said, hi, my name's Bob. And Jean-Luc said, he said, it's so good to meet you. He says, it's interesting because I have a friend in the United States by the name of Bob Harrison. And he looked at me and said, I didn't tell you my last name. How did you know my last name? that was fun to watch because Jean-Luc heard when he said Bob, he heard Bob Harrison. And it wasn't until afterwards he found out he didn't give his last name. Needless to say, that had his attention. How did you know my last name? So he got healed, word of knowledge operated, that God knows him, identified him. See, this is the normal expression of the gospel. But as long as we have hang-ups on experiencing that which already belongs to us, it will be magnified as we try to take it out of the house to the people whose hearts could be won with a simple word, a simple gift, a simple prayer. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Why do you think when the disciples tried to cast the demons out of the child, remember the dad in Mark 9 brought his child to the disciples to be healed and delivered, and the demon threw him in the fire and the water, tried to kill him, and he's foaming at the mouth on the ground, and this huge scene. Why is he creating a scene? To create fear in the people doing the ministry. See, anytime the devil is in the open, that's his last card. That's not his best card. His best card is hiding in the pew. His best card is trying to stay concealed in a religious setting, unrecognized, unidentified. So whenever he's flushed into the open, his last effort is to try to instigate or ignite fear in people. And so he does so with extreme manifestations. And the disciples couldn't deliver. And they were experienced in deliverance. And so the father saw Jesus, brought the child to Jesus, and he delivered him. As soon as he did, the disciples took Jesus aside and said, how come we couldn't do it? And it was a legitimate question because they had experience. He had already entrusted them to go to their hometowns, and they saw great amounts of healing and deliverance. And they were shocked when it didn't work. So that tells me they already had a history of success. And how would you like to be shocked when it didn't work instead of shocked when it worked? Yeah, amen. And Jesus said this kind only comes out with prayer and fasting. It's a profound lesson that some obstacles only removed with prayer and fasting. But for me, the bigger lesson is that when the disciples didn't get an answer, they took Jesus aside. They had to find out why. They were not willing to live with an unanswered prayer. The lack of conviction, the lack of a burning heart enables us to coexist with unanswered prayers and it not mattering. And so the Lord is stirring up a zeal that's based on the righteousness and purity of God, a zeal that helps to bring about a new day of miracles, a new day of the demonstration of God for people. Deliverance is, I believe, going to become much more pronounced. So get ready. Get ready.
What if breakthroughs and miracles could be a normal part of your daily life in God? As Pastor Bill Johnson reveals in this 5-message CD series entitled Supernatural Breakthrough, they can.
The supernatural power of God can and should be a daily part of the life of every believer. You can live a lifestyle of miracles and breakthroughs.
Right now, this series is yours in thanks for any gift of support for the outreaches of TBN. And if you're able to share a gift of $85 or more, we'll also send you Keys for Walking in the Supernatural, 6 messages on DVD to help you live a breakthrough lifestyle, plus Bill Johnson's best-selling book, When Heaven Invades Earth. Call or go online now to share a gift and request these powerful resources from Pastor Bill Johnson. Call 800-339-1601 or share your gift online when you visit tbn.org/supernatural.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. It's the fact that Jesus actually took our place in punishment for sin so that we could step into his place of eternal life. And I invite you now just to turn your heart to the Lord Jesus and say, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I turn from every part of my life that doesn't honor you, and I live purposefully to serve you, to honor you, and to celebrate who you are as my Lord, as my Savior.